This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. Almost in April, and this is Tune In with Erica. It's a pleasure to have your company. Well, hello, good morning. It is nice to have your company. I'm just checking my technology, and I am safely online. It was all a bit of a scramble today, to put it mildly. I'll share you the story in a minute, but it is so great to have your company and to be back here on 1-2 Radio. I missed you last week, but last week I didn't have a voice, which is could have been a blessing to many people, but it's not much good when you want to be on the radio, as so many people have this throat thing. It's doing the rounds. And it sits with you until your body gets a little weakened, and then it has a go at you. And it's coming into Airbnb season. I have my retreat here. I was getting it ready. And I needed to paint the fence down the bottom where the parking is. And it's a very big, very long fence. And I normally do it with a sprayer, which is fairly easy. Oh no, not this year. Not this year. Sprayer wouldn't work, so I went out and bought a new one. That sprayer wouldn't work. They've obviously changed the composition of this paint, made it more kludgy. Is that a word? Kludgy? Anyway, it wouldn't work, so I had to hand paint this fence, which absolutely slayed me. And the next day I just came down with this bug, which was obviously already with me, and I had no voice. But I have one today, so it is a pleasure to be back with you. What else do I have to share? Oh, I wanted to say hello, because I always forget to say hello to people who can't join me in the Facebook chat room, and yet I know you're listening. A shout out to Polly Ford, who's up in Gloucestershire here in the UK. I know she's cat sitting for relatives at a rather gorgeous location overlooking a lake. Good morning to Erin, who's normally up and about Brighton early in Florida. And I think I have Jennifer Hart with me. Maybe, maybe not. I know she's traveling back down from an event up country. So anyway, wherever you are, it is a pleasure to have your company. I can see people in the Facebook chat room. You are so good. The way you come and support me every week, you are treasures. You're a joy. So if you want to come and join them, they're lovely, lovely people. It's very easy. Go to 12radio.com. Look at the menu on the left-hand side and you will see an option to chat. It will take you in here. I can see in here already. I can just see Gwyn Martin has just come in the room. Maureen White-Varner is there. Renee Andrews, good morning. Sky Rivers Jewelry is there. Laura Kasdan Fulton, Tara Elizabeth Holowati. Very good morning to you. I can see already, I'm just refreshing my page, that you would all like readings done probably, so I will get round to doing that. I have my angel tarot, rather my angel wisdom deck, in my left hand, and also because I've been channeling my April starscopes, again like a kid with its homework, you know it, doing everything at the last minute, but I did just get it done at the weekend, and I've been using my dragon deck, so I have my amazing dragon path deck at the side of me. In fact, I did ask for a dragon to come through for today, and I had the amazing green dragon, the healer. I love that dragon. Such power, such healing. And it's the kind of healing, the way dragons help us, they won't heal you any more than actually any other therapist can do it, but they will facilitate your own healing. And if you need that and you need some dragon power, then call on the healer. He is absolutely awesome. So what else do I have to share with you? Well, life is moving like a speeding train, ups and downs, round the loop, everything else. I wonder if you're in the same maelstrom as me. I've done all various things that I've wanted to do for ages. Suddenly the energy has lurched forward, and instead of inertia, I've gone, I'll do that. I'll do that. So my glasses are mended. Hallelujah. I can see you now as well as having a voice. My flute is back. That was mended. It went away to be soaked in a nice... It went to a flute spa. It got soaked in a hot oil bath. It's much happier now. Also, I am thinking... God and Goddess help me. I'm thinking of buying yet another gong. Please talk me out of this. Somebody talk me out of this. It's probably not a wise decision, but my heart wants to do it. I'll let you know if I do it. I have a Chiron gong, which I love, my Earth Sound Creation gong when I'm doing gong baths. And I've just found out that Chiron's wife, Cariclo, has a gong. And they were in the States. The only ones I could find were in the States, and the shipping would have been just preventative. But I've just found out there's a company in Spain who make Caraclo gongs. Oh, my ears and whiskers. Somebody talked me out of it. Mark Husson taught me out of it. Mark will be here in half an hour with the astrology. And I noticed he said he's talking about planets having a comfort zone. Oh, yes, please. I need a comfort zone at the moment. I do. I can't wait to hear what Mark has to say. Also, we're on our way to a full moon. Maureen Whitevarner, you're going to like this because it's a full moon in Libra, so the Librans will like it. But maybe that's your rising sign, or maybe it's your moon. Just take a look at where it is in your chart. But again, I'm sure Mark has got the lay down on that. I've also been putting my foot down with the universe. I just thought, right, I have bills to pay and I need to pay them, please. And suddenly it's thrown all this work at me, which is hence me being absolutely exhausted trying to get my Airbnb together. It's that saying that I love. I had to laugh because when I was meditating, my angels reminded me of it, that God or Goddess, the creator, made food for all the birds on the earth, but he did not throw it into their nests. Okay, point taken. I've been doing the lottery. I've been doing all of those things. Have I won? No, I have not. So anyway, then I was reminded of that saying. There's, come on, you're going to work for it. You said you wanted to be of service, so get on with it. So you'll have to tell me in the chat room how your week is going. I'm just going to give it a quick tweak and make sure I've got everybody on board before I do some cards. I will also do you a card for the day if you're not in the Facebook chat room, because I do appreciate that not everybody can get in there. Maybe you're not listening live. Maybe you're listening to a replay or the on demand, and we can still commune in that way. I'm just tipping all the comments the right way up. Right, there we go. I'm just going to do, while that's organizing itself, I'm going to do a card for you wherever, whenever you are, for, I'm going to throw it forward. I was going to say this week, but my angels have just said to me, no, do it for the full moon on Wednesday. So how can we best make use of this lunation, this full moon in Libra? Mark will tell you which degree is Libra. I haven't got my moonology diary with me, so I can't really look. Interestingly, the angels are saying, especially I've got Archangel Gabriel, who is with us for initiations of things. Now, a full moon is the bright of the moon, and then it starts to wane. And this card is awakening. It used to be in old tarot, this was the Hanged Man. It's take a pause, pull up, take a look around. Very important to be yourself, which is why we need to pull up and stop. So maybe, especially as it's a Libra moon, it's about finding balance. Maybe we're getting pulled a little off balance with all the crazy woo-woo stuff that's going on in the world. I cannot believe. Every so often I turn the news on just to see the headlines, just to take a look, to make sure I'm across what most people are being told. It's always useful to know. I'm just speechless, is all I can say. I'm not even going to go into it, just really. Humans, grow up. Anyway, good morning to Maureen Whitevarner. You've been very patiently waiting in the chat room for a message for the full moon. Of course, well, it's your full moon, so yay, of course you would. So clear the deck, and angels, Maureen Whitevarner, my Libra sister, what card would you like? The card comes out. Beautiful fire card. Interesting, it's an eight of fire. And when I see an eight of fire, sometimes the meaning of this card is that everything is just, it's like an explosion's gone off. Everything gets thrown up in the air. Anything is possible as a result. It's like one of those moments when you don't know what to do and you just, that thing where you're supposed to get hold of everything and throw it up the stairs or throw it down the stairs and just see where everything lands. It's one of those moments where everything is potential, everything is possible. Things happen incredibly quickly. So if something has been stuck, Maureen, prepare for it to be unstuck very quickly, like somebody has drawn a catapult back and then let go. Quite often lots of things happening at once. So I hope you will find that useful to you on Wednesday. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth. Oh, a little fox in snow. Good morning, you say hi from snowy Alberta. You would like a message. Gosh, you've still got lots of snow. We have sunshine, finally. Hallelujah. We no longer have webbed feet. We actually have sunshine in Cornwall. Everybody rushed out like lunatics to see it because we're so sick of it raining. Okay, a card please for Tara Elizabeth. What would you like to know? If you want a dragon card, by the way, let me know. I'm going to default to using the angel tarot, but okay, there you go. Interesting, all these fire cards. Again, I've got a fire card for you. Same as Maureen had the eight, you have the five. And when I see the five of fire, we're having one of those frustrating moments where we know we could get it done if only we could see how, but we can't quite see the details or how to make it go forward, or someone else has got the stuff we want. It's just, it's that intangibility of wanting something and just not being able to quite grasp it. It can be to do with bothersome details as well. But the nice thing about this is a fire card. It is very fast, so this energy will not hang around for long. And also, quite often, it's that message of pulling up, because when we're frustrated and we're grasping at everything and we're pushing and pulling and we're trying to make things work, we actually make it worse. It's like trying to untangle a ball of wool. If you just stop and take a breath and look at it, quite often you can see where the knots are and how to get past it. Or you simply go, to hell with this, take some scissors, cut the knots out and carry on regardless. So I hope that will be helpful to you, Tara. Thank you for the little fox. I love him or her. Laura Kasdan-Fulton, welcome back. You say, it's good to be back. I am feeling much better, thank you. You would like a message, of course, a card for Laura. Okay, card for Laura, please. Oh, there we go. All these fire cards, this is the warning. All the astrologers have said this. I have lots of friends here in Cornwall who are astrologers, and of course there are hundreds, there must be 50 people on one to listen. Many of them are astrologers, and they're all just saying everything is going to shoot forward like an arrow in April. I'm very hopeful because I have some business negotiations. I need them to shift. So anyway, you also have a fire card, a gentler fire card though, because you have the four of fire. And this one, the little dragon, as opposed to being out there doing anything, is just curled up very contentedly. This always feels like hearth and home. It's always a card about a happy home life, or the successful completion of a project, which is why this little dragon is curled up and going, oh, thank goodness for that. So maybe on the full moon, you'll find that something will complete. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. You would also like a card. You have big changes coming up. Well, we certainly have the astrology for that. Wow, cards leaping out. The message for you, Jean, with big changes is listen to your intuition, to your instincts, because what I have is a major arcana card. I have it with Raphael, and it's the lover's card. Which, as I often say, everybody thinks that this is to do with romance, and it can be, but it is far more often this card is to do with choices and the criteria that we use to make them. So listen very carefully to your intuition, no matter how logical it seems. If your intuition is screaming that something is off, then stop and listen to that. Okay, moving down, Sky Rivers, good morning to you. Thank you for your kind comments. I'm glad to be back with you too. You would like a card? Nadine. Oh, Sky Rivers Jewelry is, it's Nadine. So, okay. Do you say Nadine? I presume you do. I can't see another way to say it. I don't think it'd be Nadine. Oops, there's your card. Comes flying out. A major arcana card, the moon. So a loud message for you to use the power of this full moon. You've still got a couple of days to empower wishes if you want to. Use the lunation to find that pause moment, that balance. see if you get any important insights, because the moon card is always about psychic insights or things that are going on behind the scenes that get revealed, especially when we hit a full moon. I can see the boss has just come in the house. Good morning to Mark Husson. I'll whip down this in the minute and see what everybody's saying. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Gwyn. Good morning to Kat Garner. Or good afternoon. Thank you for acknowledging my time. You would like a card. Okay. Whoa. That didn't take long. You have the Queen of Air. There is no one so focused as this woman. This queen, she's very elegant. She has a crystal ball with a unicorn in it in front of her. And her intention, gazing into this ball, nobody is going to argue with this woman. It's about clear thought, clear decision-making, just clearing away everything that no longer serves you and getting it done, manifesting it. So I hope you will like that. Gwyn Martin would like a dragon. Okay, you can have a dragon card. Okay, you have a dragon called Galen. Okay, you can have a dragon card from my deck. Who do we have for Gwyn? There we go. Let me just find that dragon. Interesting, you have a dragon. You say yours is an emerald green dragon. This is a beautiful, I was going to say almost glass blue white dragon called Crystal. And bear with me because I have to, this deck is so complex. I have to go and look up what this means. So bear with me while I find Crystal. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay. Good morning to Quelly as well. So let me just find Crystal. I can't talk and flick through books at the same time. My days of multitasking are not that good. So I'm almost there, I promise you. It's because it's in Roman numerals and my brain is just doing glance. Got it. Okay. So Crystal's message is, let me guide you in flowing with the rhythm of your life. This is a very peaceful dragon, a galactic dragon, particularly supports indigo or crystal or very special children who don't fit the mold. And she urges you to explore the richness of talents. You know, you don't have to fit into a contained box. And if Crystal swooped into your cards today, she encourages you to add color, vibrancy, or shape into your life. So, ooh, be very interested to see what you make of that. Okay, good morning to Mark. It's nice to be back, is what I can say to that. And very much looking forward to hearing your show. Quelly, grand rising to you. Pamela Snow, good morning. Late but happy. You're not late, you're right on time. So let me see, you would like a card. Thank you. You're so kind about hearing my voice, all of you. You wouldn't have liked it last week, I can promise you. I sounded like a kind of frog. Pamela, I have a 10 of earth for you. I love my earth cards. They're very grounded. They're full of fairies. They're green. They're luscious. This is about a happy family life. It's also about financial security. It's about all those things that make us, material things that make us feel secure. Of course, a happy family life does that. Financial security can do that. And it's also the gift of being able to find magic and security in everyday things. Okay, let me just renew this page because I know there are more comments and it's run out of space. So bear with me while I come and do this. Oh, by the way, I've had my annual rant about the changing of the clock, so I won't bore you with it, but oh, really, it just wrecks my biorhythms. I really wish we wouldn't do it. Okay, let's have a look as I go down. Now, have I got the right one? No, I haven't. That's given me the wrong page. I'm having that kind of day. My car wouldn't start this morning. I've had all sorts of stuff go on that I won't bore you with. I was absolutely stranded and desperately late for an appointment and I had to go up the road and get a friend to help me with some jump leads and then found out that my jump leads are broken. Yeah, it's been that kind of day. Right, now I have the right page. So let's have a look. Bear with me. I have had that kind of hiccup kind of day. So let's go down the bottom. We've got to the dragons. I got to Pamela. Quelly. Good morning to Quelly as well. Right, I think... I think I've actually made it. I think I've caught up with everybody. That said, I know there were some more comments in here. I'm going to do you a card anyway for the day, because we all need a card for the day, while my Facebook chat room is trying to make up its mind whether it wants to work or not. And I've just got time to do that. Oh, come on, mouse. Come on, little mousey. You can do it. It's... anything technical today? I don't know what it's in the egg. Mark, I need comfort planets. I really, really do, because I can see there are a lot more comments coming in there. Then it's not showing me. It's determined to be awkward. So I'm going to do us all a card for the day. I can see, Gwen, that you've made more comments. But anyway, a card for today for you now, wherever you are. Whoa, that came flying out. Now, this one, again, it's been coming out a lot today. Again, it is the number 6. It's a major arcana card. It's the Lovers with Archangel Raphael. It's about, this can quite often be, because it's the Lovers, about balancing our masculine and feminine energies. And in fact, there's a couple on here, not so much romantic, but they are finding a balance. And again, this card has always got the connotation of choice, but we're coming up onto this full moon in Libra. So the message I'm getting projected or given to me for this card, the Lovers, is looking for this balance between our drive and our intuition. And we need both to do well in the world. And the other card that quite often comes up with this, it's similar, is the Chariot, because it's the white horse and the black horse, and having the wisdom to know which one to steer and when. And that's very much the energy of this card, the Lovers, Archangel Raphael. Raphael's also, if you have a trip to do, most people associate Raphael with the heart and the Lovers, and because of the green color. But actually, if you have some traveling to do, Raphael is the greatest companion. Ask Archangel Raphael to help you pack. And if you feel drawn to draw an umbrella in your packing and you think, but it doesn't rain there, just trust me. Put an umbrella on, because Raphael always knows what he's doing. He's also great at getting you through lines at airports and all that kind of thing. And if you're late, ask Archangel Metatron, because he will just expand time and space and get you there no matter what the traffic jam looks like or whatever else is going on. Okay, it is almost time for me to make way for Mark Husson. I can see the clock ticking down. It has been such a pleasure to have your company today and to be back here on 1-2 Radio. I promise you, it really, really, really is. Next week I will be back. It's actually going to be Easter Monday, but I will be here and I will take you through the April starscopes. So there we go. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me today. Have a beautiful week. Make the most of that fabulous Libra full moon, and I will commune with you again at the same time next week here on 1-2 Radio. Until then, lots of love, many blessings, and bye-bye for now.